This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Leanne Hansen. Negotiations are continuing in the effort to free the captain of an American cargo ship who's being held captive on a lifeboat by Somali pirates. His ship, the Maersk Alabama, is now in the port of Mombasa. The ship was headed there when it was waylaid by Somali pirates. FBI investigators are debriefing the crew, but whether those interviews will help in releasing the captain or curbing piracy off the Somali coastline is yet to be seen. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
The shipping company said no talking. The FBI was waiting, but that didn't stop crew members on the deck of the Maersk Alabama from answering a few loudly put questions. That's the thing about seafarers. If they liked rules, they'd spend more time on land.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get home?
When I get home, I'm going to hug my wife and my kids, my two boys.
That fella didn't give his name. But all who spoke went out of their way to praise their captain, Richard Phillips, who is now a hostage of Somali pirates.
Some of the crew members said the captain saved your life. How did he save your lives?
He took care of us.
How did he do it?
He looked out for us.
Yeah.
The seamen used words like adventure, scary, and hero last night, which all seem befitting a pirate story. But the story of the Maersk Alabama needs an ending. The U.S. Navy and FBI are working toward freeing Captain Phillips and arresting the pirates. But if the pirates manage to get Phillips sequestered inland on the Somali coast, then it will be far more difficult to grab him or nab them. And harbor pilot Bernard Odemba says the crew is still living through the ordeal. Odemba boarded the ship and guided her into the port.
They're still suspicious. You know, when we were coming in, whenever they saw any boat coming around, you know, it's as if they felt that maybe another group is coming to attack them. So I had to calm them down and tell them, no, that is our boat, that is our police boat, that is our, one of the local boats, the friendly ones.
That sounds about right to Julius Mashila. He's a Kenyan maritime engineer who's been around the world more times than he can count. So far, he's been lucky. No pirates. But two of his friends have been on hijacked vessels, and they can't stop talking about it.
They have that fear, of course, yeah, and it's a bad experience, I think, because they'll tell you we are close to death, we didn't know if we'll survive, we don't know what will happen to us next.
Harbormaster Twalib Kamis is waiting not only for the story of the Maersk Alabama to resolve itself, but also for East Africa's pirate saga to end. Every other month or so, Kamis says, he's seeing vessels that have been attacked or hijacked sailing into port. And he says the rules have changed since he was on a ship that was hijacked near Singapore. Back in the early 1990s, the pirates were more like armed pickpockets.
And suddenly we had the hard commotion. And there were about six or seven people armed with the machetes and knives that came on board. And then they tied the captain in his cabin. All what they want, they were looking for cash and for valuables on board. And they took away the communication equipment and then they went away.
The Somali pirates are better armed and far more sophisticated than pirates have ever been. So they are, in effect, angling to control the seas. And few around Mombasa want to learn their new rules of catch and release. That's the thing about seafarers. If they liked rules, they'd spend more time on land. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Mombasa.